What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM.
I just got the text this weekend.
About?
Absolutely not.
What one?
The wrestling.
Oh, my God.
No. Why?
Why?
Frogboy wants to go. He wants.
First of all, I was the only black person there.
Team bonding. It's probably different people.
And one of them climbed on the top rope and said, "What's up, Evander Holyfield?"
That's true. We know. Yep.
I wanted to go ragdoll him. That's not forgetting the one that was motorboating everybody in the front row.
Yep.
Those were different times, Leroy.
No. Okay.
The same thing's not going to happen.
You think? No.
I think this is a different federation, Leroy. I believe.
Exactly.
There's multiple federations?
Yeah, we went to micro wrestling, and this is.
Can't even say it.
I can't even say it because it's offensive to the little people, but it's MMW, and you guys can replace what the M stands for, blank mayhem wrestling. We went to, I believe, micro wrestling league, I think, something like that. I think it was MLW, I think is what it was.
So there's multiple.
But see, I think you're able to say it considering they call themselves. On the flyer.
Hey, you want to know something?
I don't think so.
I'm not making myself an eligible receiver on that one. Okay. I'm going to pass on that. You can say it, Jennifer. Yeah. I'll give you.
I'm not saying it.
Okay,
no,
so, you know.
If you're not going to say it,
I'm not going to say it.
Wait.
Don't say
After
it, Leroy.
The conversation we had Friday, we are being extra.
Oh, yeah.
Out of abundance of caution,
exactly,
we're going to sit this one out.
But it was a
No, I'm not going.
Jennifer, we walked out of that. I don't think you realize. Like, we're not.
We wanted to walk out there. And here's what we said. First of all, I'm going home and I'm taking a shower.
Yep.
And second of all, we will never mention this to anyone.
Which we did. Well, I mean, multiple times.
You constantly talk about it. So that's defeating the purpose.
Yeah, but that was a coping mechanism. Like, we really were horrified, especially with the little luchador doing the motorboats.
Look, those were dark times for you guys, okay? And I wasn't there to save you, Leroy.
No one's there to save
you. I would have had to... Wait a minute! Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I would have had
None of that stuff would have happened if I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's what everybody else thought.
Like, so let me get this straight. In your scenario, you have yourself leaping over five rows to stop the little luchador from motorboating a bunch of Boca MILFs?
Well... I didn't say that. I said it wouldn't happen to us.
Well, that didn't happen to us. We were just watching.
I didn't go into that night thinking somebody was going to call me Evander Holyfield either.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would have jumped in the ring.
And wait. And then I start looking around. It's like, damn, I'm the only black person here.
That's true.
This is a bit offensive.
Well, it was just the demographics.
Really?
I mean, you know. I don't know how many you always tell me about.
We were in Boca.
You always,
which like it seemed like that should have been at the Davy Fair.
You always tell me about what intangibles love to do, and I kind of feel like non-intangibles don't go to micro wrestling.
I was sucked in. You guys sucked me in.
Well, JFig wants to go back.
Did you go under false?
I can't necessarily go back. I haven't gone.
Did you go under false pretenses, or were you fully aware of what you were walking into?
We
went there knowing what we were going to see, but the extra stuff caught us off guard.
Yeah, we went in because, you know, first of all, we were offered free tickets. I don't know if we were giving them away or what. Beast had the connection. He's the one who set it up. But I don't recall what led
to... There you go. Bam.
I don't recall what led to us going, but I will tell you, whatever we expected to happen, it was tenfold.
We saw micro wrestling, and we brought a macro wrestler with us.
Wait, what? I don't get the joke, I fear.
He's fat shaming. He's a bastard.
Oh, okay.
I'm not...
He's just being mean to Beast.
I'm not being mean. leave the beast.
Okay, dude.
I'm not. It just fit.
Just leave Beast alone.
I'm leaving Beast alone.
The Marlins.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is the honest truth, right? I said, Beast, I will get up, come pick you up, and we'll go to the gym together every morning. I offer. Am I lying, Tobin? He said, I'm getting back into it. I'm starting to do stuff. And I said, yeah. I say, I'll do it with you.
Good.
He said, nah, never mind.
Marlins, they salvaged the series finale against the Red Sox.
Ooh, man, like, every time I turn on the Marlins, it was like 6-1, 7-1, 3-1. Like, it's been a rough week and a half.
Yeah, it Friday stung because Sandy was awesome for like 6 innings. And
that third time around?
Yeah, third time around, they got him. Now, he only gave up a run. They lost 2-1, but they got him out of there. I'm just like, you know, it sucks because it's like I remember
Sandy would have broke something if you took him out.
Six innings with Sandy was like a jog. It was nothing. And now you're just like, you're happy when he can mosey on through it. Now,
I mean, he's not back. He's got to build up that, you know, that Sandy stamina. Like, you don't want to get him – it's still early. I mean, still got a bunch of starts left, so you don't want to get too carried away.
Well, the Marlins, they lost 2-1 on Friday. That one hurt. But then yesterday, they come back in the ninth. Dane Myers goes deep, and then Jacob Marcibocu with a big two-run homer gives the Fish the 5-3 win. Jacob Marcy, his start to his major league career – has been awesome. This guy has been so damn good for the Fish. So they're able to salvage the series finale there. Did you see what happened to Dane Myers, by the way? Because he got a little redemption. I don't know if you saw, Leroy, but earlier in the game, I got to send you the video. It was painful. Dane Myers makes an incredible rundown on the ball, catches it, probably robbed a home run, but he hits this bogus Fenway Park fence that's like a slinky out there and goes and it jerked and the ball goes over the fence and it turns into a home run. So he goes from robbing one to giving up one all in the span of 2 seconds because that fence was made out of, like, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm like, what kind of a fence is that?
Not like Jose Canseco.
Not like Jose Canseco, but it was still like, here, I'm going to send you the video right now. You can see, because this was crazy. He was he was running this puppy down, and you could just see the look on his face as it pops out of his glove. It was so brutal. And
Shy Johnson said it best. Tobin should have tweeted Marcibocu.
It did.
All right.
That was the point.
We're getting a live look.
That is what I tweeted. And you know what happened? They auto-translated me, and they ruined the joke.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So Dane Myers is running this puppy
here
down.
Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Wait, why is that? Oh, because that's the gate to the bullpen.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look how flimsy it is.
Yeah, well,
it's got like this slinky give. I'm like, what is that door? And look at the look on poor Dane Myers' face. And Dane Myers, dude, up to that home run that he had in the ninth, he's had a rough go of it. Dane Myers has not been hitting. And
I mean, he's got that big old glove. Why was it snow coned?
Dude, he's running down the ball. He should have had it, and it should have been a catch. That flimsy.
Do we do two steps? How many steps do you get?
What do you mean? How many steps do you get? You gotta complete the process. You can't.
Yeah, it's
not 2 feet in bounds. Like, once you catch
the ball. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what completes the process.
You gotta come down with the ball. You gotta come down with the ball.
Let's see. Up. Let's see. Did he have to get that? Oh, no, he never caught it. He never really caught it. He had it, and then.
He had it. He got it knocked out of him because of that stupid slinky door that was there. And, oh, you can see him, like, reach back. Like, it pops out, and he tries to catch it again. But anyway, he bounced back. He got redemption in the ninth. Him and Marcy get the Fish the win. So very, very much.
That was
much,
brutal.
Much needed for the Fish, because if you would have, if you would have got swept by that team, and you would have lost bottom of the ninth, walk off on Friday, and then you would have lost because a stupid ball popped out of someone's glove. I mean, that would lead me to drinking if I was Clayton McCullough.
Right.
Like Clayton McCullough, that's a pour a sad whiskey on some ice when you get back to the hotel room. That's what that feels like. Marlins are back at it tonight. They take on the St. Louis Cardinals at 6:40. Perez is on the hill tonight. You got Edward Cabrera and Sandman, so you got the big trio up there. And then the Blue Jays are in town on Friday. That's a tough series. Blue Jays.
They're leading their division, right?
They're playing really good baseball.
Yeah, they're
this
playing
year.
Really good.
Really good baseball.
They have all the juniors.
Yes,
they got Bichette. They got
Vladdy. So I don't know if Biggio's still with them or not. Not sure.
How is Conine's son doing?
He got hurt this year. He got hurt. He was the starting outfielder, but he blew out his shoulder. He dove and like tore the labrum or something like that. So he had to get surgery.
I got that.
It was rough.
That's fun.
So after that, then the Marlins get into like all their divisional opponents. So a lot of Washington Nationals. Right. So this schedule lets up a little bit for the Fish. Got to take
it. Dude, because the last time we said that, they almost got swept.
Against the Braves, yeah. That was a disappointing. I can't.
And a four-gamer, too.
Five-gamer.
They almost got five games in 4 days.
Lost four to one.
Right.
That was tough.
So they got genuinely swept.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Let's get to our training camp report, which right here, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges. Enrolled today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges affordable training programs to get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com. And get there. The news today for the Miami Dolphins, I believe Mike McDaniel is going to speak to the media at some point today. They brought in Matthew Judon for a workout. There was reports earlier today that said that the Dolphins had come to an agreement with him. Those have been tempered by Barry Jackson, who says that no agreement is in place, just a visit as of right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. It is a little bit.
You know what that's called? Kicking the tires.
Kicking the tires, dude. That is kicking the tires. Kicking the tires on Matthew Judon. And I would say if it's just a visit, I'm a little less worried about the Jalen Phillips, because when I first saw it, I was like, because my thought was, Leroy, we were going to get Judon agreed, and then I was going to get Jalen Phillips is on IR for the first 6 weeks. That's what I thought we were going to get. I was nervous, so. Hopefully this means he's okay. It doesn't mean that he's okay, but I just hope that's a sign that he's okay. The other piece of news is Xavien Howard, former Dolphins cornerback, is on the Colts. He is signed with the Indianapolis Colts. He's back after not playing last year, which means Finns versus Xavien Howard, week one. And Tua, I'm going to need you to make like you're hosting Thanksgiving and carve him up. Okay, dude, better carve him up. You better carve him up. That's what I want to see. I don't need anything crazy like Xavien Howard having a game-sealing interception in my life. All right? That's going to make me put my head through a window.
Wait, you think if he could pick two off, he wouldn't still be a Dolphin?
I don't know. I'm just saying I don't need that in my life. I don't need it in my life.
Okay. I feel like you shouldn't have even said anything about it.
What do you mean? You're calling me a jinx?
I don't believe in speaking things into existence. So let's relax on the the I word for right now.
I don't
okay?
know what to tell you, Brittany. Like, you're not, you didn't immediately think it as soon as it came into your, as soon as you heard it. That wasn't your first fear, is that this guy is gonna read to it like a book and be like, I know this guy, I've seen him in practice. Boom.
I didn't say that it wasn't a fear. I'm just saying I didn't speak it into existence.
I don't feel like I spoke it into existence. We're in the trust tree here.
You gave the vibes.
You gave the vibes.
What do you mean I gave the vibes?
This can't happen. Like, vibes, I bet you a lot of people weren't even thinking about it, and then now you put it in everyone's head, and now everybody's thinking about it, and that's like power of manifestation, and I don't want that energy.
Power of manifestation.
Negative Nancy's out there.
What
are you, here, a fortune cookie?
You know what? I'm going to say this to you, Brittany.
I don't like the way you said my name there.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I mean, I'm not like, scared.
I'm scared.
If you were scared of X, he would still be a Dolphin. You understand that, right?
I get it, but we've seen crazier phenomenons happen.
He hasn't played football in a year. I ain't afraid.
Well, listen, what is it that Toby Keith used to say, dude? You know?
I don't know.
What?
How would I know? Look at the show. Read the room. Read the room.
Well, aside from...
Why the hell would I know what Toby Keith had
what
to say?
What did Toby Keith say?
Ask me about Tupac or something like that.
No, Leroy, you can also fight this because you be listening to some different artists out there.
Okay. I listen to art, but Toby Keith?
Okay.
Come on.
Well, aside from saying Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Aside from saying that, he also said, I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. And so you got to be worried.
Dude, if I was close to
he
you.
He was working on this during the break.
And can I just tell you, if we were in the same vicinity, you would get attacked.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I
would get attacked.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, I was reading a private chat, and it said, keep stretching. I'm sorry. I'm like, what are we getting ready to do? Mm-hmm. Like, some sit-ups.
Minus one
you didn't
to you.
Notice,
you yeah, minus one to
one.
You, Leroy.
You
I was
notice?
Like 3 seconds ago.
I know.
You didn't notice that no. We were going for like 35 minutes
literally.
In the 12 o'clock hour?
Usually you have to tell me we got a break.
Yeah. No, we
That's
were.
That's true.
We were going long just because they were fixing something, and now my button bar's broken, and I'm upset.
Is it? It's broken? No.
That's terrible. It's all gone now. I can't access anything.
Are you
anything.
Serious? Okay, let me text.
But wait.
No, text tomorrow. Because
no, don't text. Don't listen to her. Because she wants a button bar, and she's not getting a button bar.
Oh, that's what she thinks.
Oh, that's what I know.
Wait, so you don't want me to text Steph to come fix it?
You text Steph. Tell him about my buttons don't work.
So Steph is going to have to get off the screen.
Look, let's be clear. They like her more than they like us.
I'm very charming.
So anybody that she talks to through there, you hear a little pitter-patter of feet coming in. Everything okay, Jennifer? Everything okay? J-Fig, everything? You need, what do you need
Yeah, she's a bully.
Do?
That's why.
Right. Yeah.
She's not really.
Not a bully.
She's not really nice. She's a bully. She'll take your lunch money, shove you in the little lockers that we have here.
And crop your ass out of life.
Yep.
No, I just know how to ask for things.
Me too.
You know what I need to ask for? Can you ask Eric Spoelstra to start Nikola Jovic? Because we need to start this guy.
He's so good. So let me ask you real quick, because it's football season, but you know, you want to throw in a couple of Heat things. Who should be your starting five right now?
Who should be?
Who do you
or
want
who will
to be?
Be? I mean, who should be? It should be Tyler, Norman Powell,
yeah,
Bam Adebayo,
yeah,
Nikola Jovic,
yeah,
Khalil Ware.
All right, so
but
Bam
it's not
be
going
the,
to be because
Bam
Andrew
would be the four, Nico would be the three, Khalil would be the five. Would Norman be the one or the two? I want Norman as the one.
Just say,
I need Tyler off the ball.
Just say they're your backcourt. Tyler's gonna have the ball in his hands more.
Okay. All right.
No, you know.
But isn't he better when he doesn't have the ball in his hands more?
He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, dude. He's had the ball in his hands his entire career.
Again, we're trying to maximize the talent.
What I really want, though, is tall time to the nth degree. I want all three bigs out there together, and I want to see what that looks like. Now, they're not going to start like that. It's going to be Wiggins starting, obviously. But I want to see that. Or potentially – maybe Nico beats out Khalil Ware in the starting lineup at the start of camp, and Khalil's coming off the bench.
So, but Nico will be the four and Bam will be the five.
Yep.
Okay.
Still big though.
Which is weird. You just said Nico beat Kalel out, but then Bam is going to be playing that position. Doesn't that sound weird?
Because I'm just talking starters. I'm not talking position. Yeah. I'm just talking five guys.
I got you.
I'm just talking five guys. That's all I'm talking about. They'll you know figure it all out on how it's supposed to. I'm telling you right now, this battle that he had with Franz Wagner.
How do you know it was in German?
Well, I got my eyes.
Your eyes also saw that possum and thought it was a threat.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. The point is,
your eyes deceive you sometimes.
Look, I watched him go against Franz Wagner. Franz Wagner is one of the stars of the Orlando Magic, who everybody's saying is better than the Miami Heat. Okay. They also had Tristan Da Silva, who was one of their stud rookies last year. They had Schroeder. Schroeder's German. All right. This was not some.
wait. We know because he got the two things over his.
He's German. And so this is.
Yeah, I know because he got the two little circles over part of his name.
All I'm saying.
They black folks don't do that.
I'm just telling you.
We don't have Inyes and all that stuff and the little. At the end of names and the two little dots. Like
not you with the Inye.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that I watched this battle. I was like, man, he didn't just beat some jokers from Costa Rica. This guy beat some dudes. And he was the guy. And I was like, that was moment of truth. That's what I needed.
So they won the what did they win?
Super Cup. They were Super Cup champions. Two wins over the weekend. They beat Czech Republic and then they beat Germany for the UNT Super Cup.
What Super Cup?
I don't know. It was in Munich. And
to the what?
The
Super Cup.
The UNT Super Cup.
Okay, thank you. I didn't want that to slide.
No, I'm just saying that's what it's called.
I don't believe you.
It's called the Super Cup.
No.
The UNT Super Cup.
That.
That's what it's called.
Dude, there's nothing I would like more is to fly you to Germany. So all the Germans can kick your ass. Yeah. It'd be worth it. What'd it cost me? $17,000?
I don't know.
To just go to Germany?
But I was excited watching it. I want to see. I think Luka nearly got his knee blown out this weekend, but he's okay.
Oh, yeah. They did say that.
But I'm
Jukebox is in Germany.
But I'm telling you, he says, I'm in Germany. He's butchering it. Jukebox, they call it the UNT Super Cup. I don't know what to tell you, dude. That's what they call it. Like, if you don't know what they say there, then I'm sorry that you're lost in your own country. But it's called the UNT Super Cup. And I'm telling you right now.
But Karen, you are not helping. And Toby's is for him. UNT is the German national.
There is no defense in him.
He also says UNT means nothing. UNT means and. You know what I mean, dude. All right, let's not quibble. I'm not German, okay? Sorry I mispronunciated it a little bit. But I'm just telling you right now, dude, now that he's Super Cup champion, I just hope Eric Spoelstra takes note. I just hope he does.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll take a break. We'll play it all.
How many
right.
nationalities are going to hate our show when you're done?
All of them.
Is that funny? Sure, that makes fun of me. But I'm still so proud of you, Nico. You gave them an UNT ass kicking.
Didn't you send a message this weekend with that kind of with that tone? I feel like you did.
Did I? I don't know. I did send you him liking my tweet of going Jovich, dude, and he liked that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because he's fired up. We're all fired. I just want Nico to know we're fired up down here for what he's doing over there. Now that he's
you're fired.
And
up.
When you mean we are, you mean you, because you're the only one from South Florida that watched it.
That's not true. People are watching, dude. I'm telling you right now. People are watching.
Who else went to German Pirate to get the game?
It was on YouTube. Now, was that YouTube link legal? I don't know. It was kind of lagging. But I'm telling you.
Wait.
Do you have a virus?
No, I don't. It was on YouTube. I'm telling you, I watched it on regular YouTube. I don't know where that came
from. German.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Take a break. We'll take an UNT break next.
Oh.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Close things out today with a little all right. Oh, no. My all right. I'd be remiss if I did not mention, you know, with all the love and flowers that I'm giving to Nikola Jovic. Pelle Larsson also had himself a day against Portugal, which I have not mentioned today. And so I wanted to give some love to Swedish Swish. Now, they didn't win, which, you know, ultimately the name of the game is to win, and Sweden did not beat Portugal, but they are not the national power that Serbia is. So still want to give credit where credit's due to very handsome Pelle Larsson, who, I mean, just spends his life at the free throw line everywhere he goes. Summer League, NBA, FIBA. Dude just is always finding his way to the free throw line. Very aggressive player, Leroy.
I mean, he plays like Jaime did his first year.
Nah, I think he plays with a little bit more reckless abandon than Jaime does. Jaime's like foot pivot, 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 pivot. Remember that guy we had on from that's what he is. Just like pivot in the paint footwork. Pelle Larsson just throws his neck at the rim.
Right.
My oh no goes to my Hard Rock account because I took a bath this weekend in UFC betting. Man.
Oh, no.
That whole betting the underdogs thing did not work. And also Chase Hooper. He also lost. He was one of the biggest favorites on the card. That championship fight with Khamzat versus Dricus du Plessis, wow, that was a demoralizing fight to watch. He basically had Dricus du Plessis in a crucifix for two straight rounds, which is where you basically have their arms pinned down. But he also couldn't finish him, which was also annoying. So they basically had to watch this guy have him tangled up like a pretzel for five straight rounds to win the championship. But that's the sport. You know, people always wonder, is that going to be beaten? Probably. Is it entertaining? There's more entertaining things in the world. But he did win very dominantly. And
the fact that he's able to get in that position multiple times shows his dominance, whether he knocks him out or not, right?
It does. But also, when you could do
it's
that.
Boring.
Well, here's what I would say. If you could do that whenever you want, you also, I think, should have more propensity to open up a little bit more and cause some damage from the top, because you know you can take the fight down whenever you want.
Right.
So I get what people are saying. I think both criticisms or people who are defending it are fair. I think it's fair to say that, hey, if you can't stop it, too bad, how sad. But also, you're that dominant, you're taking them down every time 20 seconds into the round. How about a little bit more action, Jack?
Right.
So, congrats to Khamzat. No congratulations to me because I bet on Dricus du Plessis. But, man, he had one turnaround there in the final round. Because Dricus du Plessis' whole thing is everybody thinks he fights like a bum, but somehow he wins. Like, he looks like he has no style, no grace, but somehow he pulls off these victories. Like, he'll trip himself into a win. It's crazy. And that literally seemed like it almost happened. Like, he was getting dominated for 4.5 straight rounds, and we almost had like a Anderson Silva Chael Sonnen situation where Chael was dominating and then got caught in a triangle.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's my oh no. You're all right. Your oh no.
My all right, as I mentioned earlier, the Dolphins. I don't know how it's going to translate to the regular season, but I'm seeing a purpose. And I like it. I like the guys that they have running the football. I like how they're running the football. I like how the offensive line is handling it up front, to the point where we had questions about their pass protection. But when you're running the ball downhill, that pass protection seems to be working, right? So very, very happy with where they're going and where they're heading. I just hope everybody, you know, continues on this path when the regular season starts, because everybody tries to run the ball in preseason. I don't know. I tip a little Olipop for my homie, Oreo.
Yeah.
Is no longer with us.
Oh, no.
And I never thought that I'd miss a little 20-pound dog. But damn, I miss a little fella. Even the dogs are sad.
It's got to be weird. House is quieter, too, because...
Yeah, because he only barks at me. So the house is quiet, right? The dogs are laying around. They want to play, but they're looking around for Oreo.
Who's the most sad? Luna, Zeus, Dre?
Probably Luna. Yeah, probably Luna.
That's a bummer.
Because they bark at each other all day, right? And I would say that Rebecca was the saddest, because if you even walk towards Rebecca, Oreo would bite the hell out of you. Now, it didn't hurt. He didn't realize it didn't hurt, but he was like, I got your back.
I appreciate that.
But she was better than all of us.
Jennifer, what is your all right and oh no here on a Monday?
Well, I'm going to start off first with my oh no.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of off the grid this weekend, and I was to the point where my phone was on SOS mode and I had no idea. So that's why I was very silent on the chat. And I completely missed the Dolphins game.
Well.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is preseason. You didn't miss much.
Right. But you know what? I felt sad not being able to relate to your text messages this weekend. My all right is jointed with Brittany.
Yes, we conspired to join our all rights.
Yes. So our all right is that Taylor Swift has a new countdown on her website.
For the album?
We don't know.
Because that already happened. So now everyone's alluding.
For the wedding?
Everyone is alluding that this might be a possible Super Bowl announcement.
Wow.
Which I would cry screaming on the floor.
But wouldn't it be too early to say that?
I don't think it's too early. She's Taylor Swift at the end of the day.
Be a little weird for her to do it, though, and the Chiefs not in it.
Well, she doesn't need the Chiefs. She can do it.
I'm not saying she needs the Chiefs.
She's
but
not
she's
an association like
hey,
that.
She is associated with the Chiefs.
You know what's crazy?
She is, but
if the Super Bowl get Taylor Swift, they won't need the Chiefs either.
Exactly, Leroy. That's the mentality that I like to hear.
I mean, I don't want to, listen.
Okay, but.
I'm not, like, because I got to tell you, some of the greatest Super Bowls I've ever seen was the halftime with Prince, the halftime with Michael Jackson, right? Those are all-time greats.
Understood, agreed. But let's paint the scenario
that
the Chiefs lose in the AFC Championship to either Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, and then the boyfriend has to then go take it to wherever. Where is the Super Bowl this year? Do we know?
Yes, it's in San Francisco.
49ers.
Yeah, 49ers. Levi's Stadium.
San Francisco. Okay, Levi's Stadium. Yes. You know, I'm sure he's going to be like, yeah, but you know he's going to be like, because you're going to have to watch Joe Burrow.
No, doesn't work like that. Nice
what
try.
It doesn't work like that. You always say competitors compete.
Yeah. I mean, like, but if you put forth your effort and the other team's better.
Okay. Yeah.
Regardless, I need it to happen.
Let me get this straight. The hairy behemoth who was just in the ocean with a construction vest on, you have rationale for him in 2 weeks? Okay. So,
anyways, I just need it to happen. Thank you.
So am I now on Brittany's oh no? Because you guys have the same
all right?
Yeah,
we have the same all right. Yep. So
gotcha.
We're 10 minutes out from finding out what it is. So don't worry.
Oh, 2 o'clock is the announcement?
Oh, it's today?
Yes,
it came out of nowhere. Around like the 12 o'clock hour where people are tweeting like, oh, she has a new countdown going on. Yep, there you go.
All right. You guys going to be bummed out if it's like, you know.
If it's something stupid, I'm going to be gimmick? So upset.
I don't think
she'll be upset. She doesn't really do gimmicks, though.
That's true. She doesn't.
She doesn't really do gimmicks. Yeah. She don't need to sell products. She don't need to. Right.
No one's above showbiz.
This is a little early for the Super Bowl, though, isn't
That's
it?
That's what I said, though. It's
I don't
too early.
It's wishful thinking. My birthday is the day before the Super Bowl, so if the Super Bowl's on the 8th, my birthday's on the 7th, I need a Taylor Swift themed Super Bowl party. That's like my world's colliding. Sports and Taylor Swift. It's like, that would be the best day of my life.
Oh, wow. Somebody said pregnant announcement.
No, why would let's she not do pre- that? Pregnant
that is ridiculous.
That would be crazy.
No. Wouldn't you want to do that on
a
podcast?
I would say, what about a wedding?
If you do a countdown,
they already did the wedding and they're just telling you
that she's already married?
No, yeah. No. I don't think that she would do that. I don't think she would do that. I don't think
she's mentioned. She won't do anything personal.
Yeah.
She already released the album, right?
No.
Not yet.
October 3rd. She just announced the album.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Proposal?
What if she's announcing
they're engaged?
I don't think you're understanding. She will not do
I don't
some
think
sort
she's...
of announcement for something personal in her life.
Hold
like
on.
That.
Hold on. Oh, what no. about Taylor Swift's Fantasy Football League?
That would also be the best day of my life. Anything that's Taylor Swift and football related is going to make me so happy.
Do you
happy.
Think she goes PPR or non-PPR? Do you think she goes two running backs? What do you
think? I think
she goes
she's going to go PPR because
quarterbacks. Does she goes flex? We'll find out. I guess we'll find out in 8 minutes.
Yeah, we'll find out. We will find out. Yep. Now, for my oh no, you guys would be so proud of me. It's still F1 themed.
Oh,
no. There's...
I am, listen, you got to keep the bit going. And
I do have to keep the bit going.
If I don't, I may not care about F1, Brittany, but I love a bit.
I have to keep the bit going. So I tried to, it's half NBA, half F1, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. But when I opened my phone this morning and I saw this photo, I didn't know where to put myself because I don't know who on Lando Norris's PR team allowed this to happen. But there is a photo of Lando Norris next to Giannis.
Oh, I saw that picture. That's who that is.
Why does he look 12?
Because he's not 12, but it makes him look 12, which, again, why would his PR team ever allow him to do this?
I mean,
and why? And
not as tall as the Greek freak. It's not,
wherever
there's no
they
shame
are,
that.
It's hot as hell. Why is he in a leather
It is the most obscure. If someone would have told me this is a Photoshop photo, I would have said, yeah, that makes sense.
It looks
Photoshop. It is
it looks
the most obscure photo.
They look like
photo.
They're living in two different conditions.
It is the most obscure photo I've ever seen. Never in my life would have I thought that Lando Norris and Giannis would be standing side by side. Never.
Are they in Greece?
I don't know where they are. I mean, that would make sense because, I mean, obviously F1 is, you know, mostly in Europe. But apparently they're partnering to do a Google,
oh,
something with Google Pixel.
Oh, that's a racing suit, Leroy.
Oh, wow. You know, Leroy, that makes some sense. He's in the racing suit and Lando's
shaking my head in disgust.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so it's a racing suit. So they're promoting something that has to do with racing.
I think, in fairness, Jukebox is already in a bad mood because I keep saying "oons" is a real word.
Yeah, I think he's upset with you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my oh no because I think it's he looks so silly standing there.
But
next
now
to
that
him.
You know it's a racing suit, now you know they
now
might have
excited.
Something going on with the car.
Well,
he
I'm
is
not
racing
excited.
With Taylor
Who said
Swift.
I was excited?
I don't know. You love F1.
I do, but I don't like. I'm not a McLaren fan, so
I understand. You'd rather
and I don't
see,
really care for Giannis either.
You'd rather watch Jovic race.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yes, Tobin, I will.
That's our show for today. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.